A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the week where we read your crap back to you. And you love it. And that's why you come here.
You send us the crap, we send it back.
It's just a constant crap fest.
Tennis match of crap. Oh, very, very good.
Hi, it's Liz Best here with Tom Harris. It's Ghost of Boyfriend's Past.
Apologising off the top for all the lewd language off the top. Oh, my God.
I could have said shit.
What do you prefer, crap or shit? Shit.
I feel like actually crap makes it sound like it's actual crap rather than where a shit is just like, it's your shit, it's my shit.
Shit.
Anyway.
Ah, crap.
Anyway, I have a story that has been written in with an intro that I very much enjoy. Hello, hosties and ghosties.
Oh, my God.
That's cute, right?
A+.
Cute.
A+, hosties and
hello,
ghosties.
Hello, hosties and ghosties. I listened to your Marnie and the High Watermark episode this week, remembering the original fondly, and I finally realised that I actually do have a ghost story to tell.
Oh, my God.
Fabulous. Oh. I once put up a sign in my old building to lease my car park. I'd done this before, and days later I found my sign removed and others in its place. Rude.
My God.
Rude. So this fateful eve, I had printed a cartoon car and made tear-off tabs, the lot. A few hours later, a fellow texts me. Let's call him Car Park Mark.
Okay.
And we set a price.
They're crushing the car park Mark. The rhymes today.
Well done. I sent through my bank details for scheduled transfers with my highly identifiable first and last name, not because I was famous, just because it's a unique name.
Okay.
His next reply read, are you a single 20-something? We should get a drink. Single 20-something and a little starry-eyed eye said I could meet for a neighbourly hello at drink at the burger bar across the road. At my highly niche workplace, in brackets it says alien ant farming, okay, I told a co-worker, Nancy, who was very interested to hear more about my serendipitous meet-cute. The weekend rolled around. I arrived early. I ordered myself a cider to avoid any weirdness about paying and reciprocity. I enjoy that.
Yep, very good.
Enjoy it. I'm pretty confident with new people, but suddenly something about living in the same building and him having my full name and clearly looking me up now made me quite uncomfortable. However, I am a recovering people pleaser, so to text and bail back then felt so much worse.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got people to please.
Exactly. Car Park Mark told me about his DJing, his unsatisfying job, and how he'd been in an accident that morning outside our building at the very busy motorway on-ramp, and he was at fault, so car park payments were going to be difficult. Ostrich, you're selling the car park, not the car.
Yes.
That's just occurred to me.
Car Park Mark.
Yep.
Not Car Park Mark.
Right, got it. I'm dim today. I talked a little about me, my job, and probably hobbies to be polite. When I declined another drink, he tried to insist on walking me home. I declined and I killed time in the corner store, so nervous to run into him again. I did not enjoy our time. I did not want a goodnight kiss, and I certainly didn't want him knowing my flaw or worse, pushing through my door. He came up on my Tinder, posing at our building's pool, so I avoided it. One night I saw him during a false fire alarm in my PJs. I hoped really hard that he wouldn't remember me. Eventually, he moved out.
Okay, good.
One whole year later, my colleague Nancy was out chatting at a long table with some people she had met, telling them about our highly niche alien ant farming life. From another group at the end of the table, who else but Car Park Mark chimes in and says, "I know about alien ant farming. I know a girl named." I'm going to leave that out just in case.
Just in case,
I'm pretty sure that's not her name.
put in a new one.
Tallulah Bell, who does alien ant farming, completely butchering my name in the process. Nancy, remembering my weird story of how we met Car Park Mark, says, "You know Tallulah Bell?" Nancy told me about it at her encounter at work. She was definitely sympathetic and said she wouldn't want him walking her home either. My lesson, it's okay to say no. It's okay to cancel. Trust your gut and put yourself first. And if you have a highly identifiable name, don't pick a highly niche career. Thank you for the podcast. I love your presence, the stories and the reactions. And in asterisk, she's put, dump them. P.S.
Dump them.
There we go. P.S. Does anyone else sing along to the theme song every time?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Trouble I've seen.
Do you know, I don't sing along to it, but that first little piano ding.
My sorrow.
The first little piano ding, ding. Yes. Tom and I almost always play like in the air
piano.
On the way.
This is a stories-driven episode. We don't have to give feedback. I want to know what they're going on about with alien ant farming.
I think she's just picked something that's a... Yeah, I think she's dokey. Just... No, I think she's picked a niche made-up career to replace what niche... Which makes me think that the name that she's put... In fact, I'm looking now at the name sent. The name that she put in wasn't her name, but I just wanted to make sure.
And are we all in agreement that when he messaged, are you... if you're a cute, if you're a single 20-year-old, that he already knew that by looking her up on social media.
He knew
that she was a single
20-year-old. Can you imagine, like, what if it had been a dude? How did he know that it was a girl?
But didn't he get a name because she said...
Oh, yeah, she'd had her name on the thing.
So then he Googles her or looks her up on social media, sees that she's
possibly
a single
20-year-old. Possibly if she has a very unique name and then messages, yeah.
Because you're not just Googling Bob Smith or whoever.
No, you're Googling Tallulah Bell.
Tallulah Bell.
Milkshake.
How many L's in that? Tallulah Bell milkshake.
Tallulah Bell milkshake.
Oh, my.
But, yes, if you have any stories that you want to send through to us for a mini episode, please do. ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Tom.
Yes, you know the drill. Forgive if I've read this story out before.
We've been going for 4 years, longer than 4 years. If we occasionally repeat a story, there's a podcast that I listen to and I'm like, you've read this one already. And now I get it. Really get it.
I will concede there is a small percent chance that I read this one out on our last meeting.
The worst part of this is that my brain is so bad right now that I probably won't even remember if you did. Zane will be like, you've done this one, guys.
But I'm going to power on in ignorance. My first long-term girlfriend and I were going to go to the same college. I got accepted, but had to start the semester after she did, meaning we would be slightly long distance for a few months. Is this ringing any bells?
Not yet.
We're on. Great. It wasn't too bad because we were only about 2 hours apart, so it was pretty easy to visit, but our relationship did struggle a bit. I remember one night I got a phone call from her, and when I picked up, it was obvious it was a butt dial. I could hear her talking to some guy, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. I called her, and she picked up, and I asked what was up. She said she was in bed, about to go to sleep. I told her about the butt dial, and she said it was her friend Jack.
Why is she with Jack when she's about to go to sleep?
Jack, who I had met, asking to borrow something. I thought it was odd, but brushed it off.
Was it her vagina?
Love, mind if I borrow your vagina? You reckon?
Maybe. Sorry.
What's the returns policy on this? A couple of weeks later, did you bring your card? A couple of weeks later, 10th visit's free.
Sorry.
No, you will be. You will be, Elizabeth. She's crying, everybody. Liz cry in this podcast.
Keep
again.
Keep going.
A couple of weeks later, I was up there visiting her and I met a bunch of cool people, including this guy, Luke. After I got back from visiting, I get a Facebook message from him saying, from Luke, not Jack, Luke, look, man. I hate to be the one to say this, but I think you're an awesome guy and you don't deserve this to be happening to you. She's been cheating on you with this guy pretty soon after she started here.
Oh.
I was devastated.
She was leaning out her vagina.
You gave it away, Liz. This poor guy, ruining his story. I was devastated, but I had to hear it from her, so I called her and said, "Are you cheating on me?" She gave a heavy sigh and said, "Well, at least I don't have to lie anymore."
Oh, that's... No, I don't like that. No, don't make it... Oh, well, I'm so relieved.
Yeah. Oh, thank
fuck you.
Oh, I'm finally unburdened. That guy's voice I had heard wasn't Jack. It was the guy she was cheating on me with. I just trusted her so much that I took her word for it.
Why are you having... If you're just about to go to bed, why is someone asking you to borrow something? It just makes no sense. Detective Liz would have figured that out in 2 seconds.
Even though it was painful, I was grateful for Luke sending me that message.
Yeah, solidarity, my dude.
What's funny is that most of the people I met up there that were her friends sided with me after the breakup.
I love it when that happens.
So when I started going there that next semester, I had a group of friends to support me, and most of them are still very close friends of mine to this day.
Amazing. Yep. Full stop. Great. Yeah, I definitely don't think you've read that out before.
Oh, my God, we've done it.
No, I get to the end and I'm like, oh, by the way, you've read that out before. I was just faking laughing at it.
You said
I faked it, Tom.
You said you'd never fake it. Real laughter. I thought it was...
Did I tell you one... Let's do one more story on this mini episode, except it's mine.
Okay.
So I was talking to my mum in a car about a guy that I was dating, and I was telling her, I was like, look... I'm just not sure about it. Like, I really like him and he's really cute and he's really nice, but I'm just really, really, really not sure. And so we had a little bit of back and forth about that. And then when we pulled into the driveway, I realized that because this man's name started with A, that I had butt dialed him and he had heard the entire conversation of me telling my mum how unsure I was about us. Yep.
Oh, Liz, yeah. That's horrible.
And then I apologized. I said, look, it's just like I'm being honest. I'm not sure, but I really like you. And he's like, I feel like your feelings were pretty honest talking to your mum, so I think we're done here.
Oh, Liz. Further discussions off mic from me, but yeah. Are we pro reaching out like Luke did in this story, story I read out?
Oh, wait. I'm pro going to her and saying, you need to tell him, and if you don't, I will.
Mm.
Because I think just jumping straight into inserting yourself into that situation can sometimes be a little bit dangerous or a little bit inappropriate. Maybe this is the part of me that doesn't like confrontation. Like some of me, there's like 60% of me really likes confrontation and 40% of me hates it. When I know I'm in the right, I fucking love it because I will drive that point home. But if I feel like there's a chance that as a messenger I'm going to get shot, I have a really hard time doing it.
But if a woman...
Okay, let's put you in the situation, right?
Mm.
Okay, so you are friends with a girl.
Yes.
You find out that she's cheating.
Mm.
You have been friends with her for this whole semester, and then this guy that you just met rocks up. Do you tell on your friend, or do you go to her and give her the opportunity first? Like when you think about where the loyalties probably are, like if he doesn't know either of them very well, then fine, insert yourself, whatever. But where do you sit there?
I honestly don't think I have an answer for you because I like the sort of quote-unquote bro code thing where one guy said to another guy, hey, she's cheating on you, and there you go. You're a good guy. You deserve to know.
Yeah.
Like on a lot of levels, I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's decent. That's fine.
6 times out of 10, I would agree and do that. And then there's the 4 where your loyalties lie, I would give them the opportunity to be honest first.
We've discussed on the past and maybe will need to be a future discussion. When do you insert yourself in someone else's shenanigans? If it's a neighbor, do you say, hey, they're cheating on you? Is it your buddy?
When have you,
friend, yeah.
listeners, dear readers, when have you inserted yourself into somebody's situation? When have you seen that something is happening and decided that you need to be part of this story to make sure that everyone has all the information? Write into us.
Is it better to do it when it's someone closer to you, or is it easier to do it when it's someone sort of orbiting your
life? I've seen TikToks. Yeah. I saw this TikTok where someone was like, hey, if your husband's name is this and you know a woman called this, they were laughing about cheating on you and he brought his kids and introduced them to her, your children to her tonight. I'm actually, I will find that entire TikTok and tell the full story because it is good. It is terrible. It is terrible.
That's great.
But it is real juicy. So, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
It's a tricky one. Let us know your thoughts. ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Send in your stories. Send in your questions. We love every bit of input we get from you. Also, you would have heard our main episode last week where we kind of interviewed our guest and Liz
crafted his tale.
Sort of helped him craft his tale because he was.
Because writing's a lot of work. If you guys have gone, oh, I've got such a good story, but I also don't want people to know it's me, and I don't really want to sit down and write it because I'm a shit writer or whatever you think. Like, you might not be a shit writer, but you might think you are. I will listen to everything you have to say, write your words on paper, let you decide whether I've done you justice or not, and then read it out.
Yeah, great.
In the meantime, this has been a stories episode. Write us in all of your stories. We've asked for just about everything at this point. Yes. So if you've got a story about literally anything that has to do with relationships in some adjacent way, please write in. And in the meantime, I don't know, what do we finish with?
This.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.